Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Chof Gimel, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schutz Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadio Ben Miriam Leia, Moishaba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Rufolka Has Ben Fega, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava Bas Shana, Rechama Yiska Miriam Bas Cyril Bracha and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilu Nishmas Doiv Beryl Ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So we're moving along in Perek Ve'elu Megalchin, the third Perek in Masechtas Ma'ikaton, which deals very much with the laws of Avelos. Not every daf, although, like we saw, the Magen Avraham says in Simin Tov Kuf Nun Dalet that even the dafin in Perek Ve'elu Megalchin that don't talk about Avelos are dafin that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av because it's all Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. But we're very much in middle of the Avelos dafin. And today's daf begins with a halacha in Hilchas Avelos related to a Talmud Chacham that passes away. So we're going to see a little bit now about a Talmud Chacham Shemes. It's also going to be the topic of some of the coming dafin. But for now, just a few lines Gemara that deal with a Talmud Chacham Shemes. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Chacham Shemes, Beis Medrashoi Batal. His Beis Medrash is Batal. Meaning, his Beis Medrash is closed. The people that ordinarily would learn this Beis Medrash, they don't go to the Beis Medrash. Av Bezdin Shemes, if the Av Bezdin dies, Kol Bati Medrashay should be Ira B'Telen. Then all the Bati Medrashays in the city of the Av Bezdin are going to be closed. And the reason is because we assume that all the Bati Medrashays in the city are under the jurisdiction of the Av Bezdin. As a result, they're all his Beis Medrash, and that's the halacha. Chacham Shemes, Beis Medrashay Batal, says the Braiso. V'nichnasim lebeis haknes, that's when the Av Bezdin dies, everybody enters the Beis HaKnesses, meaning the Beis Medrash is closed. But people can daven, so they can enter the Beis HaKnesses, and they're supposed to change their seat. If somebody sits Tzofen, now he's going to sit Dorim. And if somebody usually sits Dorim, now he's going to sit Tzofen. Notice, it doesn't say that the people that sit Mizrach are going to sit Meiriv, and the people that sit Meiriv are going to sit Mizrach. Either way, Nasi Shemes, what about the Nasi that dies? Bati Midrasha is Kulam B'Teilim. Then all the Bati Midrashas, meaning Gans Klal Yisrael, they're all Batal. Ubnei HaKnesses, Nechnasen LeBeis HaKnesses, and even the Bnei HaKnesses, they don't enter Shul in the ordinary way. Rather, they enter on Shabbos, the Koyrin Shiva, seven people are Oilu L'Torah, the Yotzin, and then they leave. Okay, so what do they do the rest of the week? What about davening? Tap Rashi on the Yomid. The Ein Mispalel in Yachad B'Beis HaKnesses, because when the Nasi dies, the Oilum doesn't come together to daven. El Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mispalel B'Beis. Everybody davens B'Yechid. It's Rabbi Shulman Karcha Oimer. It's Rabbi Shulman Karcha said, it sounds like when a Talmud Chacham dies, so there's no yeshiva. His Beis Medrash is Batal. If it's the Bezdin, all the Bati Medrash is in the city. If it's the Nasi, literally every single yeshiva in Klal Yisrael. So what does that mean? That's it? Bittel Torah? No one's supposed to do anything? So said Rabbi Shulman Karcha, the takeaway is not that the Olam should be out spatzering. Eli Yoshvin V'Doimim. They're supposed to sit and they're supposed to be quiet. Meaning, they're supposed to be noyig avelos. Another halacha related to Torah and avelos. You're not supposed to say any shmu, any halacha, or any divrei agada in the house of another. Amru olavav Rab Chananya ben Gamliel. It's said regarding Rab Chananya ben Gamliel, shayo oimer shmu v'agada bebeis ha'avel, that he used to say shmu v'agada bebeis ha'avel. Tanu Rabbanan, another brisa, Avol Shabbos Rishayna, the first Shabbos, Eini Yoytze Mi Pesach Beis, he's not supposed to leave his house. Meaning the first week he doesn't leave his house, Shnia the second week, Yoytze, he can leave his house, Veini Yoytze Vim Kaimai. However, if he's going to Shul or wherever, he's not supposed to sit in his ordinary seat. Shlishis the third week, Yoytze Vim Kaimai, he can already sit in his regular seat, but Veini Medabri, he's not supposed to talk. Revius, the fourth week, Areo Kachaladim, then he's ready like a regular person. Rabbi Yehuda says, I heard the same Messiah about the 4 weeks of an Avol. But really, it's not Mestaber that Messiah's first week was referring to the first week of Avelos. As if to say, we need a brisa to say that Avol Shabbos Rishoyna Eini Yoytze Mi Pesach Beisai. We know that. This is Hilchas Avelos 101. Chari Akon Lichnas on the base of Lenachemai. Everyone's anyways coming to his house to be Menachemim. So obviously he's not allowed to leave his house. Elos said, Rabbi Yehuda, I think this Braisa that mentions the 4 weeks was starting with week two. Shnia, the second week, any Yoytzim in Pesach. Basically, he doesn't leave his house. Shlish is the third week, Yoytzim, any Yoytzim Kaimai. He leaves, but he doesn't sit in his regular seat. Revi is the fourth week, Yoytzim Kaimai. Vein Medabri sits in his regular seat, but he shouldn't talk. Chamish is the fifth week. Hareu Kachaladim is like a regular person. So Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim both agree that there's this step down process as far as Avelos goes, and it goes weeks 1, 2, 3, 4. The question is, when does week 1 start? According to the Tana Kama, according to the Chachamim, it starts the first week of Avelos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in its Tzarech Loimar, the Brayso doesn't have to talk about the first week of Avelos. Rather, it starts with the second week, and it's weeks 2, 3, 4, and 5. So before we see the next Gemara, just one short Ha'ara. And that is, so the Gemara began with a Brayso. Chacham Shemes, Beis Medrashoi Batal. Of Bezdin Shemes, Kol Batei Midrashoi Shebi Iroi Betelem. Nasi Shemes, Batei Midrashis Kulam Betelem. And if you think about it, it sounds like a phenomenal chiddush. This concept that Talmud Chacham dies, all of a sudden the Batei Midrashis are closed. And by the way, it sounds like Talmud wasn't really learning so much, because Rabbi Shulman Karcha said that what are you supposed to do? Meaning, if you're not learning, don't spatzir eli yoshvim b'daimim. You're supposed to sit, then you're supposed to be Noeg Avelos. Now, if Talmud is learning, they're just not learning in Beis Medrash, they're going to be learning with the Chavrusa, they're going to be learning in some other form, then what's Rabbi Shulman Karcha saying? Lo yishayelcho v'yitaylo b'shok. The learning, it's just a question, are they going to go to the regular base medrash, or are they not going to go to the regular base medrash? It certainly sounds like, from learning the Gemara, on the simplest level, that there's a concept that Chacham Shemes, base medrash I bottle. The truth is, the Gemara Masechtas Ksubas, Daf Kuf Gimel, Daf Kuf Dalet, some of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, where the Gemara talks about Pti Rasoi Shal Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So Rabbi Yehuda was a Chacham. He wasn't just a Chacham. He was the Nasi. And when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi passed away, he was the Nasi Shemes. And the Gemara talks about some of the final instructions, the Tzava, quote unquote, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi gave to his family. So one of the things that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said was, V'hishivu yeshiva la'acha shloishim yoyim. He said that after 30 days, you should be Hashivu Yeshiva. It was one of the things. He said a whole litany of things. But one of the things Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said was, after 30 days, Vahishivu Yeshiva. Rashi says in Ksubas, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, at the very, very top. What does it mean, Vahishivu Yeshiva? Lasek Betayra. Meaning, after 30 days, the Olam should start learning again. So, as if there was this batola of learning for 30 days after the Ptira of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. It's a fascinating concept. It's something that's Sarach Bir. So just one hergish. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara goes through the different tzoymois, the different fasts that Yidden fast over Churban Beis HaMikdash. Asar B'Tevish, Shavasa B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzoym Gedalia, and Tzoym Aravi, Tzoym Achamishi, Tzoym Ashvi, Tzoym Asiri. But the four Tanesim that are related to the Churban, one is Asar B'Tevis, that's when it all began. Shavasa B'Tamiz was Hufka Ha'ir. Tisha B'Av was the Churban. And then Tzoym Gedalia is when Gedalia ben Achikam, one of the great Jewish leaders, was killed. And the Gemara says, isn't it interesting that we seem to be equating the death of Gedalia ben Achikam with the actual Churban of the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, L'lametcha, Sheshkula Misas Shel Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu. That on some level, Misas Tzadikim is shakel to Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the hergish was that Churban Beis HaMikdash, Klai Yisrael mourns. And Klai Yisrael mourns with a bittel Teira Echet. On Tisha B'Av, it's also to learn Teira. So yeah, Dvarim Shal Peronia is the Dvarim Yerayim, Sefer Yirmiya, and an Echa, etc., etc. But if there's an idea of Shkula Misa Shal Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu, so could be, it's on that level that when a Chacham dies, Beis Medrashoi Batal. There's a concept of it's Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu, and just like Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu itself, Beis Batim Midrashim all over the world are bottled. It's in that same vein, Chacham Shemes, Beis Midrashay bottle. But I'll just tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw recently in the Sefer HaChaim. So the Sefer HaChaim was written by Rebbe Chaim, Rebbe Tzalami Friedberg, the Achia Maral. So in the Sefer HaChaim, and this is in Sefer Geula V'Yeshua, it's Chelek Hei, it's Perek Dalet. And it's Dibur HaMaschel U'michlal, towards the end of the piece. It's Kedai to see inside. Says the Sefer HaChaim, that on Tisha B'Av, a Yid's not allowed to learn Torah. Says the Sefer HaChaim, why? He says something unbelievable. Because Ro Chachmei Ha'emes, the Chachmei Emes saw, Levatl, to be Mevatl Torah, B'yoyim HaMarazeh, on this bitter day. V'lismoy Chalpsuke Kriyashma, V'dvar Maram Shibriyo. And they were so imich that how will people be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah? They'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah through Kriyashma, and through the Dvar Maram Shibriyo. V'cholzeh, and the reason they did this was, Kidei Sheyira Hashem, that the Eivish should see, V'yashkif, and he should look, Al Mayone HaTorah V'achochma Shenishtakhu, to see what happened because of the Churban, how much Torah was forgotten. V'nistamu mayneinu, v'yishlach lanu meshichenu lahoy reineinu b'sayrasay. We're showing the Eibishta, you want to know why we're mourning the Beis HaMikdash? Because think about how much Batolus came about through Churban Beis HaMikdash. How much Torah did we lose because of Churban Beis HaMikdash? And we go up and we make a statement and we say, we're not learning today. It's a vise in the Bashefer to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu what happened because of Churban Beis HaMikdash. That because of Sreifas Beis HaLikenu, this is all the Torah that we're losing. Tvarim the flowing. Mamish. Right, we say Yiratzim Ulfanecha Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir B'yameinu V'sein Chalkeinu B'sayir Sech. We always say this over from the Vilna Goyim Malka V'sareh B'agoyim Ein Torah, that when the Beis HaMikdash was charved, there was a tremendous amount of Torah that was forgotten. There was a tremendous amount of Torah that was lost. So the Chachmei Hador, with tremendous plates, they took it upon themselves and they said that even though in the Torah there's no Makar for Tisha B'Av and there's no source anywhere that says that on Tisha B'Av you closed Bava Kam, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra, and you learned Dvar Maram Shebeir Miyo. Pekin Chazal said that we're going to do this, and the reason was they felt that Ula Yoches Alamoni VeEvyon, maybe that will be Ma'ir Rachmei Shemayim by showing the Eibush that this is what happened because of the Churban. This is why we're mourning. This is what we lost. Nu Adarabo, like he says, that this should be Yishlach Lanu Meshichenu Lahoy Reinenu B'Sayrasa. Chacham Shemayis is literally the Hein Hein Advarim. When a Chacham dies and all the Torah that's lost, it's a Bechin of Chacham Shemes Beis Midrash Batal. Because it's Shokul Kesrefas Beis Alikena. We turn to the Eivishta and we tell the Eivishta, we lost the Chacham, we lost a Mayan of Torah. What's going to be? There's this concept of Chacham Shemes Beis Midrash Batal. Ulai. Maybe it's related to this idea of the fact that it's Shokul Kesrefas Beis Alikena. Either way, Sokta Gemara Vaita Tan Rabban Kol Shleishim Yoyim L'Nisuan. After 30 days, he's not allowed to get married. Mesa Ishtoi, if his wife dies, also Lisha Achev. So again, the first halacha is that after a person is an oval for 30 days, he's not allowed to get married. So any oval during Shloshim, you can't get married. If the reason he's an oval is because his wife died, so then the halacha is also Lisha Isa Achev. Then he's not allowed to get married again. Achiyavra all of Shloish Regalim, until three Regalim pass. So an ordinary oval, Shloshim Yoyim, if the reason he's an oval is because his wife died, then it's Sholish Regalim. Rabbi Huda said, Regal Rishon Vesheni Aser, it's two Regalim, Shlishi Mutter. By the third Regal, already it's going to be Mutter. If he doesn't have any children, Mutter Lisa Lalta, then he's allowed to get married right away. Mishul Mittel Berivio, because he has a mitzvah to be Mekayim, the first mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah Peruvu, and Nichol Banim Ketanim. Let's say a man's wife died, and she left over Banim Ketanim, he can't take care of them. Mutter Lisa Lalta, he's allowed to get married right away. Mipnei Parnasasam, because he needs someone to care for the children. Zokta Gemara asked, Maisa. Maisa Shmaisa Shishal Yosef HaKoyin. There was a story that the wife of Yosef HaKoyin died. And they were literally in the Beis HaKfaris. He was burying his wife. So he turned to his wife's sister and said, L'chi ufarnasi es b'nei achoyisech. Will you please be mefarnes your sister's children? In other words, he proposed. He asked her if she would marry him. Va'afal pikein. However, even though they got married, lo ba'aleh, ela l'zman meruba. However, he refrained from tashmish amita for his man meruba. Ma'i l'zman meruba. What's this man meruba? Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, la'achash shloish shemyoim. He waited 30 days. Tanu rabbanu kol shloish shemyoim. All 30 days, l'giyot. Meaning, during the shloishim, a person is not allowed to wear freshly pressed clothing. Echad kelim chadashim. It doesn't matter if they're new clothing. Echad kelim yishanim. She yoytzim itaycha machbish. It doesn't matter if they're old clothing that just came from the cleaners. Either way, for shleishim, for lamad yoyim, person has to be careful with what he wears. This is part of the 30 days of avelus. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi says, l'osre elu kelim chadashim v'vat. Rabbi says, no, kelim yishanim is okay. It's only kelim chadashim that's a problem. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, oymer le'osre elu kelim chadashim levonim. He said, yeah, I agree with Rabbi, only new clothing, but he said even a bigger kula, only white clothing. Abaya says the Gemara, nofak begarded the sarba like a Rebbe. Abaya held like Rebbe that the isner of wearing pressed clothing is not a problem, unless it's new. But if the clothing are not new, it's okay. Sabaya went out, he was wearing a garde de sarbalo, he wore a freshly pressed coat, whatever exactly it was, because he held like Rabbi, he held like Asru El Kalim Chadash Mavad. Rava Nafik Bechimutsta Rumisa Sumkasa. Rava went outside wearing a red Roman tunic. This is what he wore during Shloishim. Chadati, and it was brand new.
Why? Because he had like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that even new clothing is only going to be a problem if it's white. And being that Rava's beged was red, it's hard to visualize Rabbi wearing a Rava wearing a red Roman tunic. But this is what the Gemara says that Rava wore during Shloshim, and he went out and he was comfortable wearing, even though it was brand new. The reason that it was because he held like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that even Kalim Chadashim is only going to be Aser if it's white. So the Gemara just said that an Avil is not allowed to get married for 30 days. Kol Shloshim Yoim, an Avil is not allowed to get married. Stating that, if a person is Bavelus because his wife died, then it's Mochamr. Then he's supposed to wait a more extended period of time. How long is he supposed to wait? Machloikis. Chachamim say, at sheyavru olav shloisha regalim. He's supposed to wait three regalim. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, regal rishon v'sheni aser. It's two regalim. Shlishi already is going to be mutter. But the point is, a person has to wait longer if he's ba'avelis because his wife died than if he's an avelis because of one of his other family members died. And the Rishonim struggle to understand two things. Number one, why is Meisa Ishtoi Mochamer? Why does he have to wait longer if his wife dies? Mechtesa. What's the difference if it was Meis Aviv Imoi or Ishtoi? Why, when it comes to Ishtoi, is a Yoisim Mishloishim Yoim? It sounds like that not getting married is part of the avelis of Shloishim. Yet when it comes to Ishtoi, Shloishim Regalim, it's a longer share. So number one, why is it a longer share when it comes to Ishtoi? And number two, why the shear of Shalish Regalim? What does that have to do with Hilchas Avelis? So if you look in Rashi in the Ksaviyat, Rashi says that if a person's wife dies and then he's going to get married right away, it's Marekilo Enei Choshesh B'Misas Ishtai. He's acting as if it doesn't bother him so much that his wife died. So the optics are not good. As for that reason, he's supposed to wait. So it's not that the Avelis is an under-assert Avelis. It's just more what it's going to look like. Tosfos says a whole bunch of different pshatim. One pshat Tosfos says is that the Gemara says that a person has to be very careful, b'shas tashmish, that it shouldn't be beis deyos b'mita. And if a person is going to get married to someone else in such close proximity, so there may be an issue of beis deyos. Ayin Shom B'Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the Amud, where Tosfos has a few different suggestions, but I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, he brings from the Meiri in his Chibur HaTshuva, who says a Davar Nifla. The Meiri says, and he says that Shamati Apshat, and why a person is supposed to wait Shalish Regalim after his wife dies, and he says it, but the Lashon HaMeiri is B'derech Tzachas, even though this is not a sugi of Derech Tzachas, but he says it B'derech Tzachas, and the Meiri says this, because the Gemara says that Ishtoi Shal Adam is Meis, Ba'avoy Nedarim. That's what the Gemara says. Ba'avoy Nedarim, Ishtei Shaladam Meis. So says the Meiri, we know that if a person makes a neder, he has an obligation to fulfill the neder. What's the shir? What's this man of when he's supposed to fulfill the neder? There's a shir of Baal Ta'achar. Baal Ta'achar is Gimel Regalim. So it's for that reason, the Meiri said, I heard a pshat b'derech tzachos, that the reason, again, there's nothing tzachos about the sugya, but he says he heard a pshat b'derech tzachos, that the reason it's Gimel Regalim is to Shkeilu, remind the person that it's Bavoy Nedarim that Ishnei Shaladim is Mesa. So Rav David Yoel, why Shlita in his Megadim Chadashim? So he says a beautiful Aisafa. He says that in the Sugya of Gimel Regalim, we learned Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, so we went through, there's a long Braisa with a whole bunch of different Shitas, we chazed it over a few times, but the Gemara over there brings a bunch of different Shitas as it relates to what's the Shir of Baal Ta'achar, meaning somebody makes a Nether, he has to fulfill the Nether. Lo Yisa'ach L'Shalma, you're not allowed to be Ma'achar too long. So the question is, what is that Shir? So the Braisa brings a few Shir. The Ikar Shir is Ishalish Regalim. Stating that, there's other shirim as well. Rav Meir says, regal echad. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said, it's two regalim. Rav Elazar ben Shimon said that it's only chaga sukkah. There's another man, Rav Shimon, that says it has to be shalish regalim b'kisidron. It has to be first Pesach and then Shavuos and then sukkah. Either way, there's a whole bunch of different shitas. Now, who do we paskin like? So all the Rishonim say, we paskin shalish regalim, which is why everybody knows that the shir of Baal Ta'achar is actually overall of Gimel Regalim. There's one shitas of Rishonim that doesn't paskin shalish regalim. It's the shita of the Urayim. The Urayim says it's not Gimel Regalim, it's two regalim. He paskins like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Pashim Shah could be, because Mishnasi Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. And even though the Kesem Mishnah says it's only by Mishnayis, it's not by Braises, but maybe there's a Malkum to say that even by a Braiso, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki, and it's for that reason we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But really, it's a major chiddush, because there's so many Rayas not that way. The Pashtus is that the Shir Baal Ta'achar is not Beis Regalim, the Shir Baal Ta'achar is Gimel Regalim. Said the Megadim Chadashim with David Yoyawais that Yesh Loim Alafid this Pshad in the Meiri. By the way, the Ran says it also, and the Ran doesn't say B'derech Sachas. But Lafid this Meiri and Lafid this Ran, it's Mavur. A lot of the Rishonim, Tosfos discusses it right here on the Amud, but a lot of the Rishonim say that when it comes to this halacha, that a person whose wife dies, he's not supposed to wait only Shloshim, but he has to wait a longer Shir. So, What's that longer shear? So the Gemara said two shear. One shear was shalish regalim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said regal rishal v'sheni aser shlishi muter. A lot of the rishonim passing like Rabbi Yehuda that really it's only two regalim. So he said if the shear of shalish regalim is related to bal ta'acher, kimavur berishonim. The Rana and the Meiri both bring such a pshat. So it's totally in the shear of bal ta'acher. And so the under rishonim of azogin that we passing in the sugi like Rabbi Yehuda that it's really beis regalim. So he said maybe the Yireim also learned pshat in this Gemara like the Meiri and the Ran, and as a result, he held this sugi is really telling the sugi about Ta'achar. So he said, what's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds two regalim. Mistamakus, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And he held like the Rishonim that hold that it's Muchach in our sugi. I am Berishonim that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. If the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in our sugi, the Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the sugi is in the beginning of the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah. And if that's the case, Zokt Rav David Yael Weiss, maybe that's Pshat in the Yireim, why the Yireim would hold like Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that the shear of Bal Ta'achar is two regalim and the shear of Bal Ta'achar is not three regalim. Zokt Gemara Vayta. So the Mishnah said that Yontif knocks out Avelus. That's Hilchas Avelus 101, that if Yontif comes in conflict with Avelus, it knocks out. What does that mean? No one's ever annoying Avelus on Yontif. So if the Avelus is nischadish on Yontif, then the Avelus starts after Yontif. If the Avelus started before Yontif, then Yontif is going to knock it out. What about Shabbos? Shabbos doesn't knock it out. And the lashon of the Mishnah was that Shabbos is oila ve'in mafsekes. Shabbos counts towards the Avelus, but it doesn't knock it out. Regalim ha-mafsikin ve'in ha-noilam. Zok the Gemara on that note, a discussion that's going to take us into tomorrow's daf as it relates to what exactly does it mean that Avelus on Shabbos is oila, but ain't a mafsekes. So the Gemara says, B'nei Yehuda, B'nei Galil. There was a machloikis between the B'nei Yehuda and the B'nei Galil. Hani Yamri, some said, Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, that Avelus is not even on Shabbos. Hani Yamri, and the others said, Ain't Avelus B'Shabbos, that there's no Avelus B'Shabbos. Man, Dama Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, the one that said, Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, like Tony Oilo. They held Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, that's what the Mishnah said. Shabbos is oila, ain't a mafsekes. What does oila mean? It sounds like there's Avelus. Mandam ain't Avelus B'Shabbos, diktoni ain't mafsekes. Because the Mishnah said that Shabbos doesn't knock it out. Now, Iso, Godai Techiesh Avelus B'Shabbos, if you hold this Avelus B'Shabbos, hash Tavelus Nagav Sukum Yibayu, so Avelus is like, of course, doesn't knock it out. So they held Fakarik from the second part of the Mishnah that it's ain't a mafsekes, that's a right, that it's not really nice. So the Gemara says, the man the Omar that says that it's not noyik, it says it is noyik. I did the Gaboyla Mistin Sefer Ein Oilim, Tanaresha Oilim. Being that we wanted to say that Yontif is not Oila, so therefore we said that Shabbos is Oila. But really, it's not Oila in the sense that it's noyik. The Haraya, in a mafsekis, you see clearly it's not a regular Avelus. The man the Mayesh Avelus, Shabbos, Kunaman the Man says there is Avelus, Shabbos, Hakhtoni, in a mafsekis. It says in a mafsekis. Again, what's the kasha? If really there's no Avelus, so of course it's in a mafsekis. So the Gemara says, Mishum the Kaboy Lamisni Seifa Mafsikin, being that in the Seifa we wanted to say it is Mafsik Tana Reisha Ina Mafsakis. But the bottom line is that the Mishnah is a little bit ambiguous. It's Sasum. The Mishnah says Shabbos is Oila, the Ina Mafsakis. Oila is Mashma, there's Avelus. Ina Mafsakis is Mashma, there's no Avelus. Because if there's Avelus, then why are you telling me that it's Ina Mafsakis? And the Gemara says the truth is it was a major machloikis. There was a machloikis between two big regions in Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Yehuda. They lived in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, and the Bnei Galil, who lived in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. And there's different places in Shas, but you find Shinuyim in Minhagim between the Bnei Yehuda and the Bnei Galil. This was a big one. And that was, is Avelus Noyeg on Shabbos, or is Avelus not Noyeg on Shabbos? At first glance, it would seem to be a Machloikis Tanav. Misha Meis Mutal Lefanav. If someone has a mace, that's Mutal Lefanav. And Misha Meis Mutal Lefanav is the name of the third parak in Masechtas Brachos, which we've mentioned already, is Me'inyan Le'inyan. The same Sefer Chassidim that says that there were people that didn't learn Perek Ve'elu Magalchim says that those same people didn't want to learn Perek Misha Mesa either. But either way, so this that the Gemara is quoting now is not the Mishnah that is Misha Mesu, but it's a Braisa that's a more expanded version of the Mishnah. So it says the Braisa as follows. Misha Mesa Mutu Lufana, meaning someone has a relative, one of his Zayin Krovim, that just died. Mutu Lufana means he's obligated right now to go bury this person. He has a din in halacha as an oinein. So a person is an oinein before his avela starts. During the zman that this person has an obligation to go bury the mace, he has a din of an oinein. The most important halacha in Aninos is, I mean, there's many. A kohen that's anointed can't do the avoida. You can't eat ma'aseh sheni b'aninos. A kohen can't eat kachin b'aninos. These are dinim in the Torah. Like chaltim in men, right? There's psukim in the Torah that talk about these things. But the most important basic halach of anointed is an anointed is patim in a mitzvah. And the reason he's patim in a mitzvah is because he's an oisik b'mitzvah. And oisik b'mitzvah is patim in a mitzvah. So again, zok the b'risa. Mishmeis matul l'fan person has a mace in front of him. Oichel b'bais achi shouldn't eat in the presence of the mace. It's not proper. Ein l'bais acher if he doesn't have another room to eat in. Oichel b'bais chaveri he should knock on his neighbor's door. Ein l'bais chaveri, let's say he doesn't have a neighbor to knock on. Oisle mechitza asar tvachim. He should make an mechitza. Mechitza is always how tall asar tvachim. We saw even in Peya it's asar tvachim. A mechitza is always asar tvachim. Ein loy davar lasnis mechitza. If he doesn't have even a way to make a mechitza that's 10 tvachim, machs upon a oichel, then at the very least he should turn away. The ein meisiv, he shouldn't eat ba'aseva, even though once upon a time people always ate ba'aseva, he shouldn't eat ba'aseva. For oichel, the ein oichel bas, he shouldn't eat meat, the ein sheis yain, shouldn't drink wine, the ein mevarich, doesn't make a bracha, the ein mezamen, there's no zimon, the ein mevarchin olav, the ein mezamnen olav, nobody's going to make brachas or bench for him, no one's going to make zimon for him. I mean, he doesn't count as part of the zimon. Upatim ikriyishma, uminat tfila, umirat filin, umikol mitzvahs amuris betayra. He's parted from all these different mitzvahs. Ube Shabbos. What about on Shabbos? Meisne va'oichel. Shabbos he can eat baseb. Va'oichel baser v'shoise yai. He eats meat and drinks wine. Umevarech. And he makes brachas. Umezamen the zimun. Umevarchin mezamen olav. He counts as part of the zimun. V'chaye b'kriyishma is chayvin kriyishma. Ubetfilo. Ubetfilin. Now we're talking about Shabbos. It's chayvin tefillin. It's Shabbos. Ubechol mitzvahs. Some people are not goyim tefillin. Ubechol mitzvahs hamuris b'teira. And he's chayvin all the mitzvahs hamuris b'teira. Rav Gamliel, Leimer, Rav Gamliel, send me teichshin. It's chayv be'elu because he's chayvin all the mitzvahs. It's chayv be'kulon. He's chayvin everything. I mean, if he's chayvin the aforementioned, he's chayvin everything. Rav Yoichin, Rav Yoichin, and said, what was Rav Gamliel coming to add? Meaning, we just mentioned all the mitzvahs, obviously. So Rav Gamliel was coming to add tashmish amita ikibenayo. That he's also chayvin tashmish amita. Meaning, Tanakama holds that there's an issa tashmish amita. Whereas Rav Gamliel holds that he's chayiv in tashmish amita als oina, that would be the lashon chiyuv. But the point is, there's a heter of tashmish amita. So we have a machlokes then on this person, misha meisa mutal lefanav. He's an oine, that's important. It's Shabbos. Yeah, tashmish amita, or is there an issa tashmish amita? So the Gemara, my lab alkem ifligi. It sounds like this is the machlokes. The Maris of a yesh avelis b'Shabbos. Tanakama holds it's avelis b'Shabbos. If avelis is noyik b'Shabbos, one of the dinim that an oval has to be noyik is an issa tashmish amita. Maris of ein avelis b'Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's no avelis b'Shabbos. So if there's no avelis b'Shabbos, that's why there's an heter. Seems obvious. So it seemed that the two minhagim in Klal Yisrael between the Bnei Yehuda and the Bnei Galil was really a machlokes tana. Machlokes tana kam. Rabbi Gamliel, the Maris says no. Me my dilmad kam the kam tana kamas. Maybe when tana kam say that lochov that is an issa tashmish amita el mishum the mesa mutal lefanov because he's an oine. Maybe an oine is more chomer. Aval hacha the ein mesa mutal lefanov. But maybe avelos the 7 days of avelos as chomer as they are, but maybe they're not as chomer as aninos. Loi, maybe there's no avelos on Shabbos. I'd come to Gamliel hasam takatul echal avelos or that. You can go the opposite. You could say maybe the reason Gamliel was mekel is because it's not avelos yet. All it is aninos. Aval hacha, but over here where it's real avelos, maybe hacha the chal avelos ale hacha nami. Maybe over here avelos really would be noyik. So the Gemara says that even though it's true, there was machloikas Rabbi Gamliel in the Tanakama, which seems at first glance to mirror very, very much the two minhagim between the Bnei Yehuda and the Bnei Galil. But the Gemara says after further review, it's very namuch. Just one more Gemara, it's very much a continuation. Bo mine Rabbi Yoichanan mishmul. Rabbi Yoichanan asked Shmuel the following question: Yesh avelos b'Shabbos? Oy, ein avelos b'Shabbos. Is there avelos b'Shabbos or is not avelos b'Shabbos? Omalei, so Shmuel told Rabbi Yochanan, ein avelos b'Shabbos, there's no avelos b'Shabbos. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Hagoyis Yaivetz asks, boyim minei Rabbi Yochanan mishmul? We've never had that. Rabbi Yochanan saw Shmuel? When did Rabbi Yochanan ask this question to Shmuel? Right, we always say Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol Adar in Eretz Yisrael, the great Rabbi Yochanan. Rav and Shmuel were the Gedolei Adar in Bavel. They all lived around the same time. So you had Rav and Shmuel in Bavel, and at the same time, Rabbi Yochanan and his Talmud Chavir, Ish Lakish, they were the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. Rav, we know, knew Rabbi Yochanan. Rav was born in Eretz Yisrael. Then he went to Bavel, like the Gemara says, Michi Aser Rav lo Bavel. He completely changed the landscape of Bavel, and he went back to Eretz Yisrael. We just had a Gemara recently when he met Rav Chiya when he went back to Eretz Yisrael. But Shmuel, as far as we know, Shmuel is Dachgevein fin the Anshei Bavel. Adarech and Adarech. You don't find anywhere that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan had any correspondence, and that Rabbi Yochanan would ask Shmuel a question. That's in of itself interesting. But either way, this is Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Zahara. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that it's pasha to me, Rabbi Yochanan never met Shmuel. So what does it mean, Boimine? Sent him a letter, it was a tshuva.
He sent him a letter. He wrote a telegram to Shmuel, and he wanted to know this question. Yesh avelus b'Shabbos, ein avelus b'Shabbos. It's fascinating. Amaleisla, he told him, ein avelus b'Shabbos. He told him there's no avelus b'Shabbos. Look at the Gemara on that note. Yosvi Rabbanu Kamei de Rapopo. The Rabbanu was sitting in the presence of Rapopo. The Kamri Mishmei de Shmuel. And they said over in the name of Shmuel the following. Avel sheshime shmitosoi b'mei evloi chayef misa. If an avel is meshamesh mitosoi b'mei evloi, the halach is he's going to be chayef misa. Amalei Rapopo. So Rapopo said, number one, osir itmar. No one said that he's chayef misa. It was osir. And not just that, Shmuel's not the one that said it. It was Rabbi Yochanan that said it. Then he said, if you did hear something in the name of Shmuel, I'm going to tell you what you heard. This is what Shmuel said. Amar Avtachliva Baravimi Amar Shmuel. Avel Shaloi Parah V'Shaloi Pireim Chayev Misa. An avel that didn't let his hair grow, meaning he cuts his hair, or he didn't tear his clothing, he's Chayev Misa. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says that after Nadav and Avius Ptira, so Vayomer Moshe Laharon Lelazar Uli Samar Banav. They were Avelim now. So he said, Roshechem Al Tifro, Uvigdechem Loisifroimu, Veloisamusu. So you see from here, Achash Loipar, Veshloipirim Chayev Misa. So you see that ordinarily, these are things that an avel has to be careful of. He has to let his hair grow, and he's not letting, and he has to tear his clothing. And if he doesn't, he's going to be chayim misa. Amar Raphim Bar Papa, Raphim Bar Papa of Hadron fame, said, Tana be'evil rabasi. We learned in evil rabasi. So what's evil rabasi? Tap Rashi, mesech de smachis. Mesech de smachis, that's evil rabasi. Avel also l'shamish mitasa b'me'evloi. Avel's not letting be meshamish mitasa b'me'evloi. Umay said there was a sort of echashimish mitasa b'me'evloi, that somebody was meshamish mitasa b'me'evloi, v'shamtu chazir meskviyasoi. And Chazerim came and they were shoymate, they ate his makam erva. But either way, it's clear that it's aser for an avel to be meshamish mitasa. In one version of the Gemara, he's even chayif miso. The Gemara concludes with an oynish that this one person got. But just to end with one last, final, just short ha'ara, we're not going to go into this now. It's something that we've spoken about a lot, but we just have to mention it. And that is, so the discussion of the Gemara, part two of the daf, was Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos or Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. So Tosfos says that really, at first glance, what this should be tolian is whether there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. Because why is there no Avelus on Yontif? The Gemara says right in the beginning of the parak, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, because Avelus is a mitzvah, but Simchas Yontif is Eichet HaMitzvah. Avelus is a mitzvah the Yochid. Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah the Rabbim. And Yaveh Aseh the Rabbim, V'Yidcha Aseh the Yochid. So we spoke about, why not say one's deraisa, one's the rabbana? Maybe Avelus B'yom Rishon is a deraisa, the Shagasari is kasha, right? All the different rate. But the bottom line is that the reason that Yontif is Derech Avelus is, it's not Yontif, it's the mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif. There's a mitzvah of Samachta Bechagecha, which is a contradiction to the mitzvah of mourning, the mitzvah of Avelus. A person can't be b'simcha and be b'avelus at the same time. So the two are odd. So the question is, which one should he be b'icher? Should he be b'icher and be toivle lechas al-beis avel? Or should he be b'icher and he should go to beis mishta? So on Yontif, being that there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha, and it's a mitzvah to rabbim, so in Hilchas d'chiyah, it's d'icha, that's nei d'yachad. So really, whether or not Shabbos has avelus or doesn't have avelus would seem to be tali if there's a mitzvah of simcha. If there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, then how could a person have avelus b'Shabbos? If there's no mitzvah of simcha, then theoretically, it's something you'd be able to do. So Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, it's Dibra Maschel Manda Amar, it's towards the end of Tosfos. So Tosfos says that being that really there's no mitzvah of simcha, so Tosfos over there discusses whether there's a mitzvah of Shabbos, whether there's a mitzvah of simcha of Shabbos, Ayin Shab. And then Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi says that Shabbos ain't avelus noyekbay, that there's no avelus on Shabbos. You know why? Mishum dechsev birchas Hashem mita asher, v'lo yosef etzev ima. V'shabbos ksiv bei bracha. The bracha of the Eibishta doesn't allow for atzvos. Birchas Hashem mita asher, v'lo yosef etzev ima. We know that Shabbos is Vayivarech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Shabbos. So because Shabbos is the Mekaira Bracha, so this is Bracha, it's the Birchas Hashem. Birchas Hashem is Loisef Etzav Imo. But either way, it's a fascinating toys, a very important Maram Makim. Because really, this is something that comes up a lot in the world of Rei. On Yontif, there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha. It says, v'samachta b'chagecha, for yisach someach, usmachtam l'fnei Hashem alakechem shivas yom. There's several psukim that say that a yid has an obligation to be b'simcha on Yontif. On Shabbos, it doesn't say mefurish anywhere that there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha. What it says says on Shabbos is the karasa l'Shabbos oinig. A yid is supposed to be in a state of pleasure. Simcha and oinig are me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan, but they're not the same thing. Simcha l'chod and oinig l'chod. And the truth is, we've spoken about this. Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos? Is there a mitzvah of oinig on Yontif? There's a big chiddush from the Noida Behuda and the Tzlach in Mesechtes Beit Daflam and Hey, where the Tzlach says that there's no mitzvah of oinig on Yontif. It's a very shver Tzlach because really it's a mefurish Rambam, where the Rambam says that just like there's a mitzvah of kovid and oinig Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of kind of kovid and oinig Yontif. But these are both major talking points in the Achronim, where there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos and whether there's a mitzvah of oinig on Yontif. This would seem to be a tremendous nafkamina, the most obvious nafkamina. We're learning Perek Ve'elu Magalchem. We're learning that there's no avelus on Yontif. Why not? Because of the mitzvah of Simcha. Say the Rambam is doichad. Say the Yachid. It's that we have a sug of Yesh avelus b'Shabbos, Ein avelus b'Shabbos. At first glance, we have to run to those raid bites. That's mamish what it's totally. And if there's a mitzvah of Shabbos on mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, so then da say the Rambam of Simcha on Shabbos will be doichad. Da say the Yachid of avelus. But really, if there is no mitzvah of Simcha, all there is oinig. So oinig is maybe not a stira, and therefore. That's Tosfos Nidin, Ayin Shalom.